You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After another Tottenham loss, Harry Kane looking more and more disgruntled, maybe, as he wants Champions League football next season. What is his future, we ask? Well, we have Fabrizio Romano to discuss it all, as well as Neymar, Cavani, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, and much, much more. Que Golazo begins right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Que Golazo on this Monday. I'm Fabrizio Romano. And if you're watching this on YouTube, by the way, Fabrizio and I called each other and said, what are you going to wear, Fabrizio? I don't know. What are you going to wear? And we look exactly the same. We're in a boy band today. Fabrizio, how are you?
I'm fine, my friend. Thank you. Always a big pleasure. Also, if we match, always a big pleasure to be with you here. And big Champions League week is coming, guys. So excited to be here with you on Que Golazo and on CBS Sports.
Absolutely. A big Champions League week, a big Europa League, so much action. Let's begin straight away. Fabrizio, Harry Kane is the topic of conversation. We have to begin here. I'm sure our producer, Lisa Roman, Tottenham supporter, is very excited to hear what's going to happen. But Tottenham losing to Manchester United on Sunday, you can clearly see Jose Mourinho frustrated once again. The team looks frustrated. And, you know, Champions League football for next season looks less and less and less likely for Tottenham. What is the latest with Harry Kane, arguably one of the best number nines in the world?
I totally agree with you. And the situation is so frustrating, as you said, for the team, for the manager, for everyone at Tottenham. So it's not so easy in this moment, and also for the Champions League. And this is the key, the Champions League, because Harry Kane wants to play Champions League football. So what's reported about Harry Kane is absolutely true. He wants to play the Champions League. And as you said, it's so complicated for Tottenham to plan for a Champions League qualifying in next season. So the situation is not easy, but sometimes Tottenham fans could be optimistic also in this situation, because what I heard from Tottenham side is that they have no intention of selling Harry Kane. So in particular, the owner of Tottenham, Daniel Levy, will fight to keep the player in this summer. Won't be easy, I say, just because, as we say, the player wants to play the Champions League, so it won't be so easy. Let's see if he will be respectful, as always been with Tottenham in the last years, or if he will change his position in the next weeks. So let's see how it develops. But for sure, from Tottenham side, they say, we want to continue with Harry. We have 2 more years of contract with Harry Kane, so they feel like protected by the contract. They don't feel in danger in this moment. They want to keep Harry. They want to offer him a new contract if he will stay the summer, so in the next months, let's see what happens. But for sure, the situation is not easy with Harry Kane. So let's see how we develop, because it's 2 different positions. With Harry, wants to play the Champions League, but has always been respectful, and with Tottenham, we will fight to keep the player. What I want to add is that negotiating with Daniel Levy for his top players is always difficult, because imagine that always he's fighting to keep his player or to have the best price. Also, for example, with Christian Eriksen, he knew that the player was going to leave, but till the last day of January, he always asked for 20 million euro to Inter, and he had 20 million euro to Inter for a player out of contract in 6 months. So this is the position of Daniel Levy: his price or nothing. And the price for Harry Kane won't be less than 150 million euro. So it will be really difficult this summer to see someone paying this fee to Tottenham, negotiating with Tottenham for their best star. So complicated negotiation, complicated situation, but Tottenham will fight to keep Harry Kane.
There is so much risk here, Fabrizio, because it's kind of like a perfect storm. Obviously, Tottenham are not going to want to sell Harry Kane. And as you said, Daniel Levy is going to be stubborn about it. But Harry Kane, heading into a summer, by the way, that includes the European Championships, you know, he wants Champions League football, and rightly so. And you risk, right, at keeping Harry Kane, but a disgruntled one if he doesn't get what he wants. And then you maybe risk the value for lower later, you know, in the year. It's a very difficult situation. I'm with Tottenham fans. Obviously, you don't want Harry Kane to go, but you also have to understand Harry's own objectives.
I think you are totally right. And also the situation is particular because for the first time, probably this summer, we have a different situation because we were used to see on the transfer market when a player wanted to leave, this kind of player wanted Champions League football, you had many clubs ready to pay 150 million euro for him. Now we are after the pandemic with the difficult financial situation for all top clubs. So we're not just mentioning one because all top clubs who could be interested in Harry Kane are in a difficult situation right now to pay 150 or this kind of fee for Harry Kane. So it's really, really complicated and it's a different transfer market. So I don't see an easy situation also for top clubs interested in Harry Kane because we have to mention Manchester City appreciating the player for sure. But remember what Pep said 1 week ago. So they can't pay enormous fee also for top players. And when you mention the fee, we have also to mention the commission to the agents, that big salary of the player, 5 years of contract or 4 years of contract. So it won't be absolutely easy to complete this negotiation this summer. But I'm curious to see how it develops because Harry has always been respectful. I know that he has his desire to play the Champions League, but for sure, if he will be staying at Tottenham, he will be focusing on Tottenham and fighting for Tottenham. So I'm 100% sure that they won't have like an internal war between Harry Kane and Tottenham. They will decide together.
I'm also interested to see Jose Mourinho's own fate as well if they don't make the Champions League, because that also could, you know, pivot the narrative in one way or another. So it's a very busy next few months from not just Fabrizio, but the way he's going to have to cover Tottenham Hotspur as well. So that is another one for you. All right, let's move on here, Fabrizio. Let's talk a little bit about Edinson Cavani. He, El Matador, a great, you know, we talked about Tottenham's loss. It was because of Edinson Cavani. He did really, really well in this one. You know, a very good game. It's been kind of a sort of hesitant run for him in Manchester United. What's the latest on him and his future? Because we've also heard other clubs that may be interested.
Yes, and it's an open situation for Cavani because Edinson and his agent had a meeting with Manchester United board. It was 2 weeks ago. So they met and they decided together to wait a bit more because Manchester United are open to keep the player for one more season. So they have an option in the contract to extend the agreement with Cavani and keep him also for the next season. So Manchester United are happy with him. As you said yesterday, he was amazing against Tottenham, but also in the dressing room, always positive feelings with Cavani, also Ole directly with him. So they are happy with Cavani and they hope to keep him also for the next season. They hope because Cavani has not decided yet. We're talking about a fantastic striker, but probably will be one of the last contracts of his career. So he wants to decide with his family if moving back to South America or staying in Europe. So he has to make a decision with the family. And that's why Edinson 2 weeks ago asked to Manchester United, let's wait a bit. Let's decide in the coming weeks and not right now. Also because between the many clubs interested in Cavani, we have to mention for sure Boca Juniors because they want to try with a 2 years contract. So they are ready. If he will decide to leave Manchester United, Boca Juniors will start negotiation with Cavani. They are ready. They say to people close to him that they want Edinson Cavani, they are planning for something big with him, but it depends by Manchester United and by Cavani the season. So in the next weeks, they will decide together, but Boca Juniors are among the clubs interested in Edinson Cavani and Matador, and will be so interesting to see what he will decide also for Manchester United's strategy for the new strikers in the next season.
Love it. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, big news from one aging striker to another one. Swedish Lion making some moves in Europe. Stay here because Ibrahimovic news coming right up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody, to Que Golazo with Fabrizio Romano. Fabrizio, you broke some news this weekend. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, what can you tell me about him and his future with AC Milan?
He's incredible, really. He's incredible because when he arrived at AC Milan 1 year ago, 1 year and a half ago, we were expecting him to play, okay, 6 months, then I go to another country, back in Sweden or retire or leaving football. No, Zlatan is staying. Zlatan is going to continue as a AC Milan player. He has reached an agreement to stay at AC Milan for one more season. He will be part of the amazing Serie A we will have on CBS Sports 20 for the next season. And he signed the contract because there is also everything signed. It will be announced in 1 week or at least two, but everything is done. Ibrahimovic is staying at AC Milan with a new contract till June 2022. So it will be interesting to see how it develops with AC Milan strategy, because they also want to sign a new striker, a young one, to be close to Zlatan, to grow up with Zlatan. But Zlatan is staying. He hopes to play the Champions League. AC Milan at the moment are second in the table in Serie A, so they hope to play the Champions League next season. They have huge chances, and probably we will see Zlatan back in the Champions League, but for sure we will see Zlatan playing for AC Milan in Serie A again. And this is an amazing news, because really Zlatan is having a fantastic season. Not an easy moment right now. He had a red card last week against Parma. Was something with the referee, but he's having a great season. And so we will have Ibrahimovic again in AC Milan next season.
And back with the Swedish national team as well. It's just amazing. The years go back for Zlatan Ibrahimovic. All right, let's keep going here, because Neymar is meant to finalize everything with PSG. Things are reportedly looking good verbally, but still waiting for that signature, Fabrizio Romano.
Yes, because the contract is complicated. You know, when we talk about this kind of stars, you have to complete everything. Okay, it's not just about the salary. They have to talk about the bonuses. He will have a huge bonus for the Champions League win if they will win the Champions League in the next 5 years. It will be a 5 years contract. So they are discussing about the details, and then everything will be announced. That's why Leonardo also, in his last interview, he was so optimistic with Neymar, just because he knows that the agreement is almost ready. They need to complete everything and to sign the contract. So till it's signed, they are waiting, but they are absolutely optimistic to complete everything. And they don't feel in danger with Neymar, also because they know that he wants to stay. So he will be part of Paris Saint-Germain plans also for the coming seasons.
Wow. So good to hear from a PSG perspective. Of course, we're just waiting for that official statement. All right, let's wrap everything up here, because Arsenal got a good win against Sheffield United. Of course, they're themselves, we're talking about Tottenham, they themselves are trying to get European placement for next season. Of course, they still have to think about Europa League, but we have for Lorin Balogun as well, who, you know, a player who's with Arsenal, haven't heard much of him. People are interested, but what's the latest with him? Because they rate him very high at Arsenal, right?
Yes. One of the best talents Arsenal Academy had in the last years. We're talking about a striker, a quick one with good skills, so big quality, interesting player, really a good talent. And they were in real danger because he was out of contract in 2 months. So many clubs approached him to sign him as a free agent, like 15 clubs and a lot of clubs from Italy and from Bundesliga. The serious one was Bayer Leverkusen offering a big contract to Florin Balogun, but then he decided to stay. He loves Arsenal. He wanted to stay. He had guarantees to play for the first team in the next season also. So let's see for this talent. At the moment, he's not playing so much for the first team, but for sure in the future, he will be part of Arsenal plans, and he's extending the contract, 4 years contract. It will be signed this week. So good luck to Balogun, because we are always talking about young talents, and he's one of them.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see more of him, especially next season. And can't wait to see more of Fabrizio Romano, as you can watch him as well with our Champions League coverage, Europa coverage, and of course, Qué Golazo Pod here at CBS Sports. Fabrizio Romano, always a pleasure. I can't wait till our boy band album comes out. It's going to be great.
Thank you, my friend. Our songs will be great, I'm sure, too. And thank you again.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank Fabrizio Romano for joining me today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Qué Golazo Pod. Follow us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a rating and review. It really helps us to grow the show. We are on Spotify, on Stitcher, youtube.com/ Qué Golazo, cbsports.com, of course. Stay with us, because we have so much more, including Champions League previews, our recaps, weekend preview as we look ahead to the weekend's action, and the return of MLS. More and more to come from Qué Golazo. Have a great, great week.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.